Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight we have a horrifying park ranger story about this person who was not only late for their job due to some crazy rainfall and thunderstorms that early morning, but is also chased by this half-human, half-dog creature throughout the park. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Hello, Campfire Tales. I've been a huge fan of your channel for years now, and I finally had the occurrence in my life that I believe would fit just perfectly on your channel. I was a park ranger at National Historical Park, Hopewell Culture, from the years of 2018 through 2023. I quit my job last week. This all started on April 4th, 2023. I had barely slept the night before, due to the thunderstorm that the area in which I lived in had been experiencing. I woke up bright and early at 5 a.m. to the sound of thunder continuing to relentlessly crash throughout the soon-to-be morning skies. I grabbed my umbrella off of the handle by the front door before turning the handle and embracing the stormy and wet air. I went outside and stepped onto my covered patio before closing it and locking the door behind me. I struggled to open my umbrella as the loud sound of thunder startled me. I took in a deep breath and opened my umbrella successfully this time. I sighed a sigh of relief before exiting the patio and unlocking my vehicle, which was getting relentlessly pounded on by the heavy rains of the night. Just as I was opening the door and entering my vehicle, a treacherous hailstorm began. I became frustrated and worried about the physical condition of my vehicle. Before the hailstorm got too bad, I opened my garage door and quickly drove the vehicle inside. I listened outside for a while, trying to decide on whether I could no longer hear hail and when it was safe to drive again. I looked down at my watch and became stressed. As I saw the time, I was supposed to be at the office at my workplace getting closer and closer, and there it was, trapped inside my garage during a hailstorm. I jumped when I suddenly heard the sound of my back door opening. I became paralyzed with fear when I was unable to look behind me for some reason. Finally, after a fear-induced paralytic state had worn off, I built up the courage to turn my head and look behind me to face whatever had opened my door. I took an absolutely huge sigh of relief when I saw that nothing was there, but my relief was quickly turned right back into fear-induced paralysis when I suddenly caught notice of the two wide yellow eyes staring at me. I screamed in fear, wiped my eyes, and suddenly they were gone. I took a few moments to stop recoiling myself and trying to process what had happened, but I knocked the sound of the door opening and the sighting of menacing yellow dog eyes just to be sleep-deprived. I listened outside once more and could only hear the sound of heavy rain. I opened my garage and drove out into the stormy night, leaving my safe and warm home to go to work in terrible weather conditions. The drive was long, slow, and treacherous. I had to drive extra slow as the non-stop pounding rain made it almost impossible to see anything out of my windshield. After a while of driving, and now being 1 hour late, I finally arrived at my workplace. I opened my umbrella and stepped out of my vehicle. I embraced the stormy morning and realized that the storm had grown much worse since just an hour ago. I could barely see the ranger's office, which was only a few feet away from my vehicle, and the umbrella was suddenly ripped out of my hand and sent flying through the stormy sky by a huge gust of wind that came from nowhere. I groaned in frustration and ran the few feet needed to reach the ranger's office. I opened the door and apologized to my supervisor for being late and getting the office wet as I walked inside, getting the office soaking wet. "Trust me, it's all right. I'm glad you even showed up today, because if you hadn't, I would have been the only one working here today," my supervisor explained to me, making me no longer feel guilty for being late. I sympathized with my supervisor before heading over to the coffee pot and pouring myself a steaming hot heaping mug of delicious brown coffee. I embraced the pleasant feeling as the incredibly hot coffee streamed down my throat, feeling pain but also the oh-so-needed warmth all at the same time. I sat down at my desk and finished my coffee while checking what work I had for the day. I squinted my eyebrow when I saw that there was a tour scheduled for me the same day in just a few hours. "Hey, boss man, what do I say about this tour in a few hours? Have you seen the weather outside?" Yeah, I'm truly sorry about this, Logan. Come rain or shine," my boss stated. I sighed in frustration. "Who the hell even booked this tour anyways?" I asked. I'm not sure. You could check whose name it's under if you double-click on the time," my boss explained. I double-clicked and was confused to see the name being presented to me. "Goddamn," I read out loud. "What the hell?" my supervisor questioned across the room, probably assuming I was speaking nonsense. "That's the name for the person who booked the tour today. Goddamn," I explained to my supervisor, hoping that he would agree the name is quite bizarre. "Huh, that's weird. I swear to Jesus, there is something about that name that sounds eerily familiar," my supervisor suggested. I leaned back in my chair in a sort of despair as I was dreading giving a tour in this condition, when suddenly I realized my supervisor was right. There was certainly something off about that name that I could not quite place my finger on, but the fact that it was eerily familiar was for certain. My supervisor decided that since we quite literally had nothing to do for the next few hours, that we should pass the time by playing a card game. He pulled out a card deck out of his pocket and called me over to his desk. Him and I played card games while listening to the pouring rain growing heavier. My boss sucked at the game of cards we were playing, but it was still fun nonetheless. After a while of playing cards, it was unfortunately time for me to give the dreaded tour to Goddamn. I groaned a sigh that was a mixture of fear, dread, and frustration. I feared the weirdo who booked a tour in this weather. I dreaded giving a tour in this weather, and I was frustrated that I had to give a tour in this weather. I then sat up in my chair, mentally preparing myself for the tour I was about to give. After a few moments of mental preparation, I stood up out of my chair and headed to the front of the office. I looked around and grabbed a raincoat off of the rack, and I assumed my boss had left for me. The raincoat seemed pretty weak, like it could rip at any moment. But I knew there was a pretty good chance of me getting absolutely soaked in water no matter how many layers or what type of clothing I wore. I sighed, and put the raincoat on before looking to the left of it and grabbing the umbrella which I also assumed my boss left for me. It actually came in handy after my other umbrella flew away in the storm when I had just arrived. I grabbed the umbrella and opened the door outside. I was met with the horrific scene of an absolutely incredibly stormy day, tenfold the amount of wind and rain I had seen before I'd left my house. I watched in a sort of awe just how insane the weather was. The trees were practically laying on their side. And I wouldn't be surprised if all the trees in the park ripped out of their roots and began to fly off into the storm at that very second. Just standing in the office with the door open, my face was still getting assaulted by the heavy rain, hail, and occasional piece of debris which ranged from a small leaf to a medium-sized stick which left a pretty good scratch on my face. After staring outside in awe for quite a while, I felt something tap my shoulder. I was quickly taken out of my awe-stricken state and turned around to see who had touched my shoulder. It was my supervisor. He gave me a sympathetic look and his mouth began to move, but no sound came out. I realized the sound of the storm was muffling him. I turned around and shut the door behind me and asked my supervisor what he had said to me. "Look, man, I feel bad for you, I really do, so I've decided I'll lead the tour for you," my supervisor spoke. "Thanks, man. Let's go," I replied before opening the door again to reveal the conditions to him. "Well, hey, let's check if that Goddamn or whatever the hell his name is showed up before we mentally commit to leading this tour," my boss suggested, clearly believing that he had not shown up. I realized he was probably only offering to lead the tour with me because he knew the person most likely didn't show up, but I still appreciated the gesture. "All right, sounds good. Let's go," I said to him before opening my umbrella and venturing out into the horrible stormy day. I started down the steps that connected to the patio of the Rangers building and began walking through the thick mud that had formed from all the rain. I was sad as the mud was getting my new shoes, which I had just bought the day before, incredibly dirty. I looked behind me and watched and waited for my boss as he made his way through the mud as well. After we both had made it through the mud, we had made it to the place where all the tours start, and luckily, no one was there. Or so we thought for that very moment. I looked ahead on the trail and watched in fear as a bizarre figure that looked sort of human slowly walked its way towards my supervisor and I. "That guy's a bit suspicious, don't you think?" I asked my supervisor, fear creeping up my spine. My supervisor silently nodded as a response to my question as we both continued to watch as the figure stepped closer and closer to us. "Well, let's just wait and see. Be ready to fight," my supervisor said. I looked at him and gave him a nonverbal sign of agreement before looking back and focusing on the person coming closer. As the individual came closer, their figures became more important. They appeared to be a woman, but incredibly tall, at least 10 inches taller than me, and I am 5'10". It felt like we had been watching this individual come closer forever, and each moment was more and more fear and dread-inducing. I looked at my supervisor, who didn't look back. He was clearly way too focused on the bizarre person approaching us. Now that she was only a few feet away, she slowed her pace and I could get a clear look at her face. I widened my eyes in fear as the woman looked as if she had just come off of a shelf in a store. Her face looked incredibly uncanny and synthetic, like a robot someone quickly put together. "Hey, are you here for the tour?" I shouted just loud enough so that she could hear me. "Yeah, I am," an incredibly distorted and uncanny voice replied. Suddenly, fear enveloped me, and I was not sure how to move forwards in the literal and figurative sense of the situation. I turned to my supervisor, hoping to share a concerned look, but instead I was met with an expression that was much worse coming off of his face. I stared in horror as my supervisor stared at me with a sick and twisted grin that could only indicate a betrayal for the dark side, which was, in this case, the bizarre creature coming towards me, which I had now had a great reason to believe was conspiring with my supervisor. "Man, what are you doing?" I asked my supervisor. "Oh, I won't have to do anything," my supervisor replied in the exact same distorted and uncanny tone. I screamed in fear and turned back to face the creature that was coming towards me. "What do you mean by that?" I asked my supervisor. I watched in a fearful yet confident stance as my supervisor slowly and clearly agitatedly turned his head to face me. "What did you just ask me?" my supervisor questioned in the same horrifically familiar uncanny voice. "I said, what do you mean by that?" I repeated myself. My supervisor was not happy with me doing that. He suddenly grew an extremely angered and malicious look on his face before ordering the creature walking towards me to pick up the pace twofold. I watched in a numb and fearful acceptance as the creature, who was wearing a woman's clothing and skin as an outfit, came running towards me with no intent to stop and every intent to harm me. In an instant, my body went into survival mode and forced me to run away from the threat that was evident right in front of me. I turned around and my legs leapt into the air, causing severe panic and distress throughout the rest of my body. Each step I took felt closer to safety, but each time I turned around, I was met with the yellow and malicious eyes hiding behind an uncanny and disgusting disguise. I don't know where I was running to or why, but I knew that I needed to not be still. As long as I was moving, no one could hurt me. I continued the run even with the trail ending and I was running through the unknown parts of the forest. I continued running when the forest disappeared and suddenly I was on an empty road. I continued running until I was at a gas station. I looked behind me and was incredibly relieved to find that no one was behind me and stalking me. Out of breath, I walked over to the convenience store entrance and went to the front counter. I explained what had happened without even looking up from the counter, and I so wish I had. After I was done explaining, I slowly turned my head to face the uncanny creature, this time not even trying to hide itself. The horrible woman's disguise it was now worn was off now, and I could see the creature in its full beauty, or I guess horror. It was a very tall, half-dog, half-human creature that only had malicious intentions. After a while of staring at the creature, I bolted away and ran out of the convenience store in an instant. My legs were extremely tired, but my brain, that was aware of the danger behind me, forced them to continue on running. I was running down the same empty road that the convenience store had been on, but I was going farther down it this time, trying to find more civilization. Finally, a car came down the road and I flagged them down. The car slowed to a crawl in front of me, and suddenly the passenger door opened. I leapt into the car and slammed the door behind me. I turned to my left and saw a middle-aged man who looked concerned. The man brought me to the police station and I explained what had happened, although I told them it was a crazy man that had been chasing me, as I knew they wouldn't believe me if I explained to them that I had been chased through the park and out of a random small town by a half-dog, half-human creature. I quit my job after that, and I'm never going back.